An unusual combination of musical styles is pulsing through clubs in the West African nation of Senegal. Salsa music has been popular in parts of Africa for years, but now it's being mixed with Senegal's brand of Afropop called Mbalok to create a new dance hybrid that's spreading beyond Senegal's borders. From Dakar, Senegal, David Hecht reports.
This is salsa from the edge of the Sahara Desert. The group playing it goes by the name of Super Kayor. The band uses an Mbalok beat, and sometimes the musicians even play pure Mbalok, no salsa added. But what sets Super Kayor apart from other Senegalese bands is that it mixes Mbalok with salsa. Pure salsa was popular here for decades. Some local bands were known in Latin America. And recently, a Cuban band even re-recorded a song that was an old hit for one of the Senegalese groups, in the Senegalese language of Wolof. Most salsa musicians in Senegal don't understand Spanish either. The country is almost 90% Muslim and was ruled by France for more than 450 years. So how then did salsa get here?
It's extremely difficult to date the arrival of the music salsa in Africa.
Ousmane Sohouchard is a musicologist for Senegal's Ministry for Culture, and even he isn't sure.
Mais nous pouvons considérer que c'est à partir de Paris.
We could say it came from Paris. Afro-Cuban music had been all the rage in Paris in the 1930s. So maybe Africans there heard it and brought it back. Salsa had also been popular in other French African colonies, particularly in Congo, Mali. It's still popular in Ivory Coast.
And since Super Kayor started mixing it with Mbalok, there's a revival here.
First, I like music. I like salsa. And I like Mbalok.
That's one of Super Kayor's biggest fans. His name is Pierre Ndor, though he goes by the more Latin-sounding name of Piero.
So when I find a band playing salsa and Mbalok, making the link with the two kinds of music, sure that this music will enjoy me.
You mean you will enjoy the music?
I will enjoy this music, yes.
Piero translates for James Gadjigadja, the founder of the group and one of its two singers.
He says that when slaves went to America, they brought their traditions, their music, their way of dancing. Even the musicians now in Cuba and Puerto Rico say that salsa came from Africa. It came in the belly of the slave boat where everything was black. Now it has returned to where it came from, because salsa is black.
James Gadjigadja is singing in the local language of Wolof, though in this song he's Hispanicizing it. He's singing about never having any halas, the Wolof word for money, but he sings halicio.
Now it's about to change from salsa to salsa Mbalok. Listen, listen. You can hear the tom-tom playing typical Senegalese drum. Ratatak, ratatak, ratatak. And that makes the link between the two kinds of music.
During a break in the band's club show, Piero got percussionist Fally Fai and drummer Abdoulaye Low to demonstrate the link between the two styles.
So now we'll go on the first steps with Fally on Mbalok. Okay. Okay, now it is the second step. Abdoulaye Low will play salsa with his drum. Okay, we'll put them together.
The singer here is Abdou Fattah Jang, who also goes by the name of Pascal. He's not Wolof, but Serer, one of Senegal's many other ethnic groups, and he brings another cultural influence to the music. Still, he says, there's a connection between the cultures, just as there's a connection between the cultures of Africa and the Americas.
What he's saying is that when you mix two different things together and they work well, that's because the source of the two things must be the same.
But musicologist Sohou Shah doesn't exactly agree.
Salsa, like jazz and rock and roll, is not just African, but other elements come into play. What is true, though, is that Afro-Cuban music has inspired musicians all over Africa to take their traditional music and turn it into local pop styles.
In Congo, there's soukous. In Nigeria, there's highlife. And in Senegal, there's mbalax. For the last decade, it was about all Senegalese youth would listen to. They thought salsa was old hat, but Super Kayo seems to be winning them back. One other thing. While many young Senegalese listen to salsa mbalax, not all of them know how to dance to it. Mbalax dancing is all about improvising unexpected movements off the beat, which, says Piero, doesn't work when you're in the arms of a partner.
When you dance mbalax, you dance it alone. For salsa mbalax, when you are the man, you go and take a girl and ask her to dance with you.
And so if you don't do it well, it looks really bad.
Very, very bad. Very bad.
For NPR News, this is David Hecht in Dakar, Senegal.